Members of Parliament urge not to support reintroduction of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. Clergyman urges campus Christian associations to step up campaign against cohabiting. And Mozambique violence forces 100,000 to flee as displacement crisis deepens. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has urged members of Parliament not to support the reintroduced Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Yesterday, First Deputy Speaker Malungo Chisangano informed the National Assembly of the bill's return for possible enactment. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said members of Parliament must faithfully represent the people of Zambia by refusing to endorse a bill he believes does not serve the nation's best interests. The decision by government to return a bill that was declared null and void by the Constitutional Court is not only treasonous, but also disrespectful to the court, said Mr. Sinkamba. He warned that it is only a matter of time before those participating in the implementation bill No. 7 face possible treason charges. Mr. Sinkamba further expressed concern that the move to revive the bill demonstrates what he described as the UPND government's lack of respect for both the Constitutional Court and the Zambian people. He urged the government to uphold the court's ruling, cautioning that any attempt to override the judgment could result in legal consequences.
Because all those that are going to participate and supporting that particular bill will be accessories to the commission of the offense of treason. So the best they can do is to emulate what happened in 1999, somewhere there, when Dr. Chiluba wanted to make an amendment to the constitution for a third term. The ministers who were with him decided to resign.
The Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVETA, has clarified that students at Lusaka's Evelyn Horn College, who recently staged a protest, were denied the opportunity to sit for examinations because they were not registered. A video circulating on social media showed students protesting against the college management, alleging that they had been unfairly denied exam dockets. However, TEVETA Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Clive Siachiako explained in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka that examination dockets are only issued to students who are officially registered. Any student who is not registered to sit for an exam cannot access examination docket that permits them to do so, said Mr. Siachiako. Mr. Siachiako added that the correct procedure requires all students to register on the Learner Data Management System, which generates a verified list of candidates eligible to sit for examinations. He further explained that some students only discovered on Monday that they were not registered, which led to the unrest captured in the viral video.
And then we start planning now, how many students do we have this year who are sitting for an exam? Then we prepare exam papers and we print the papers and we prepare answer booklets, because answer booklets are actually produced by us and taken to colleges. Those students, unfortunately, they only learned yesterday that they were not registered for exams. And from our end, we didn't even know that there were students at Evelyn Horn who wanted to write the exams and they were not registered. Because we can only tell when someone's particulars are reflecting on the LDMS. So we were part of the meeting yesterday. We went to the college. And that's when we discovered that the college has got their own system called the Studmaster, which they use to register students for exams.
A Lusaka-based clergyman has appealed to Christian-led associations in universities and colleges to intensify campaigns against cohabiting among young people. Dr. Patrick Osagi of RCCG Power Assembly Parish and RCCG Lusaka Province 1 says Christian groupings in higher learning institutions must take deliberate steps to sensitize students on the social, spiritual and moral damages of cohabiting. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Osagi expressed concern over the increasing levels of cohabiting among youths, despite the presence and active participation of various Christian associations on campus. Christian associations in learning institutions must complement the church by preaching the word of God and denouncing sinful activities such as cohabiting, said Dr. Osagi. The stress that cohabiting should not be normalized, describing it as a sinful practice that damages society and threatens the sanctity of marriage.
Quickly, if you are the guy, set up a meeting with your relatives and go and see the relatives of that girl. Let them charge you. Pay that payment. Make sure that matter is resolved so that, you can now normalize your relationship, with this lady. There's dignity in it, people, now the girl is staying in your house. People ask you, she's your wife, you can't answer. I don't even know. Is it your wifey, girlfriend, concubine, which is which, or your personal assistant? And then you are keeping another person's daughter. Get putting her in the marriage way. Making her, getting her pregnant. She's having children. What if that girl dies? What is going to happen?
Energy expert Boniface Zulu says there is need for Zambia to reduce its overdependence on petroleum products in the transport sector. Instead, calling for deliberate shift towards electronic mobility as a long-term solution to rising fuel costs and future energy security. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu said the latest price adjustments should serve as a wake-up call for the nation to rethink its transport and energy strategies. Going into the future, there is need for the country to invest in electronic mobility, including electric buses, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu said this can help decongest the roads and will have a ripple effect on the economy, as it will also put Zambia on the world center stage for using alternative energy sources. Mr. Zulu emphasized that continued reliance on fuel-powered vehicles leaves the country exposed to unpredictable global oil prices, noting that electronic mobility offers a cleaner, more sustainable and cost-effective alternative.
On petroleum products with regards to the transportation sector, Zambia needs to start optimizing or finding another alternative with regards to electric mobility. It's going to be important that going into the future, Zambia starts investing heavily into public electric mobility, which can help alleviate the situation, the current situation that we are faced with.
We now join Chelasi Luamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a lovely afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating on the business side, midweek, and of course, trading currency market 1.32, that is a pound for you. Since African rand's very strong, 17.09, 1.16, that's euro, and the Indian rupee weak, 90.19. I've never seen this weakness on the Indian rupee. I don't know whether it's because of, Putin heading into India for a meeting. Well, can pick it up on that. 70.06 Chinese one for you, very strong. That was 155.51. That is a Japanese yen. 448.28. That is a corn maize. The international market per ton 540.75. That is wheat. And I'm looking at 11.25 soya beans per ton international market 5490. Cocoa lovers on West African continent. That's why actually they do have a lot of cocoa being done, ivory coast and so forth. The gold price 4203 an ounce, 11,400 copper. Up on after you one chamon, and of course 14.91 for that is copper per ton. 14.915, that is nickel for you. And looking at the currency, Kwacha is stuck there. It's depreciated. Sandic Bank taking the lead, 23.45. However, Standard Chartered Bank has held it on 23.20, holding it there. And of course, that's where it is. So it's oscillating 23.45, but usually where it is, this is what I can call pre-Christmas shopping for people getting currency added to bring what they're going to sell before Christmas. The stock markets are Dow Jones. 4763 96 87.589. That is London Stock Exchange. And Luce doing very the Stock Exchange 25158. And listen to this, I've just done a quick survey. There's no cement in Lusaka. Is it all going to the dollar dual carriage way? And of course, Chilanga Cement changed hands yesterday, $70,000. And of course, that's what I saw, very active. So, probably all I can say is the demand for cement to do with the road construction underway there. And to all of you, our listeners, I can tell you, it's quite strong, okay. It's depreciated a bit, but look, it's minimal. 23.45. The Standard Bank. All the other ones are below that. Enjoy your lunch. No T bills. I'll check out on the flipping on the bond application, but no T bills this week. Enjoy your lunch. It is bye bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, close to 100,000 people in northern Mozambique have been forced to flee in recent weeks after armed groups stormed their villages, burning homes and attacking civilians in Nampula province.